بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: الصيام والقرآن يقول الصيام أي رب منعته الطعام والشهوة فشفعني فيه، ويقول القرآن منعته النوم بالليل فشفعني فيه، قال: فيشفعان، وفي رواية: فيشفعان. Continuing with the chapter of Nafil Fast, to understand how Allah Ta'ala appreciates and how Allah Ta'ala rewards for fasting in general, so that we can understand by way of extension how great the rewards will be for the month of Ramadan. And the next chapter is regarding the specific rewards for fasting in the month of Ramadan. Here Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions fasting and the Quran Majeed. In the month of Ramadan, these are our two great ibadats, fasting and the Quran Sharif during the day, and in the Tarawih Salah during the night. So how beautifully Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, these two will intercede for the slave, that person that upheld the fast and fulfilled the rites of the Quran Majeed. Fasting is a pillar of Islam. When we talk about Ramadan, it's not something trivial or that should be trivialized. It is a pillar of Islam. There are five pillars, as we know: Iman, Salah, Zakat, fasting, Hajj. These are not small matters. It can't be trivialized. It has to be taken seriously, and we have to fulfill the rites of these pillars of Islam. For example, Iman. What are the rights of Iman? To understand Iman, to make effort on Iman. Salah, our elders are saying, when it comes to our Salah, then many of us maybe are satisfied that we are performing the five daily Salah, but how are we performing the Salah? To make an effort for khushu', for khudu', for concentration, humility, and to fulfill all the adab, mustahabbat, the etiquettes of Salah, the sunnats of Salah. Likewise, when it comes to fasting, how we can fast in the best manner for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Imam Ghazali rahmatullah explained, the three levels of fasting. One is the physical fast, one is the spiritual fast, and then also to keep one's mind pure. Mind must be focused in the month of Ramadan. So these two, the fast and the Quran and Majid, they will intercede for a slave on the day of Qiyamah, and the fast will say, "Oh Allah, I prevented him from eating and from his sensual desires, so please accept my intercession with regards to him." Every difficulty a person goes through in this world, Allah Ta'ala rewards him, especially when it comes in the path of Allah Ta'ala, when a person is doing it for the sake of Allah. A person is fasting, so it is between him and Allah. He has some desire, he wants to eat his food, he wants to drink, it's a hot day. In one hadith I just came across, that person that fasts on a very, very hot day, like we see these days we are going through. People only talking about the heat. You must remember, when we talk about the heat, to read the dua. La ilaha illallah ma shadda harra hadha al-yawm. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min harri jahannam. Every time we think about the heat, then we should read the dua. So that person that fasts on a hot day, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it upon himself to quench his thirst on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala will quench his thirst. So the rewards are very, very great. So the fast will say, "Oh Allah, I prevented him from enjoying eating and his desires, his sensual desires, relations with his wife. Please now, you accept my intercession on this person's behalf." Quran and Majid will stand also and say, "Oh Allah, I didn't let this person sleep during the night. Tarawih, Salah, 1 hour, 1.5 hours, 2.5 hours in some places. I never allow him to sleep. He stood up for your pleasure. Man worked the whole day. He was tired. He fasted." Allah appreciates. Allah is shakur. Allah appreciates. So I didn't let him sleep early. I made him engage in the recitation of the Quran, in the listening of the Quran. فَشَفِّعْنِ فِيهِ. So, oh Allah, you accept my intercession for me, and their intercession will be accepted. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we can look forward to Ramadan, because these are the rewards. Ulama say, keep the rewards in front of us. Then it becomes very, very easy to do it. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. SubhanAllah.